Welcome back, people. This is Swiftwave Radio, and you are listening to Chat with Nelly. Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, you've not missed too much. I have just been speaking about personal hygiene, and then I said it was continuous practice, you know, of cleanliness for both body and clothing, and just generally keeping yourself healthy, right? And we said that good personal hygiene practice helps to instill self-confidence. It helps also to prevent illnesses or diseases from, you know, coming upon a person more often than not. And we also said that personal hygiene is just a way to keep body, soul, and mind in check, because we have established that our physical, mental, emotional health, or parts, if you will call it that, are intertwined. And if your physical part is not kept clean or well, it can affect other parts, right? So we're going to be moving on to ways to practice good hygiene. And the number one here on my list. Pardon me, guys. Don't. I'm just excited to have you guys listen. And, you know, shout out to whoever's listening. Thanks for sticking with Swiftwave. So, number one, hand washing, right? Hand washing is so simple. But then, that's like the most fruit. We flaunt it a lot. We don't even do it, right? We don't. I'm guilty too, please. You know, that sometimes I just come back and then I'm so hungry and I forget to wash my hands and just put the food in my mouth. Maybe it's a fruit or a drink from the freezer. And then I've drunk and I'm like, Nelly, you didn't wash your hands. And like, and I'd be like, you know that slang now that we always use, I beg you, that's, you know, the key African man. We say that like, but then we know that the right thing is to wash our hands, right? So Hand washing is very important. I beg your pardon. Hand washing is very important. It's a very important part of hygiene. And like I said, this is the one we ignore the most. You know, it should be done often and very well. And when I mean very well, under running water with soap if possible, right? Under running water. When your hands are under running water, you can actually use both hands to wash each other, right? That's why running water is preferably. Soap will help you. The lather will help, you know, cleanse dirt from your hands, right? Hands should be washed after we use the toilet, that's using the restroom. Whether you just go to pee, right? Wash your hands. Whether you do number two, wash your hands, okay? We're meant to wash our hands before and after making meals. So if you want to cook in the kitchen, ladies and gentlemen, because I am of the opinion that it's not a woman that should be cooking in this life, right? So ladies and gentlemen, when you want to enter the kitchen, you wash your hands before you start touching all the ingredients, before you start cutting the onions, slicing the pepper, the tomatoes, you know, cutting the ugu, whatever it is, making the eba, for the people that love eba. Or making your noodles, wash your hands. After you're done cooking, wash your hands, because sometimes you might forget that you have cut pepper, right? You now use that and squash your eye. Pepper will not enter your eye, you see? You should have washed your hands with soap, right? So, after using the restroom, wash your hands. Before and after making meals, you wash your hands. When you're back home from the day, like I said, I use myself as case study, that sometimes I come back to the house, I've been out for hours. You know, you're thirsty, you're hungry, you forget to wash your hands, you can't touch food. Wash your hands before you touch anything, before you put anything in your mouth, right? And then, you know, after touching frequently used surfaces, maybe at work, you know, maybe using the elevator or the doorknob, wash your hands, because many people have touched that and we don't know how clean their hands were before they touched that, right? And why it's very important to wash your hands, because our hands do a lot. You use your hands to touch your eye, you use your hands to touch your nose, you use your hands to touch your mouth, you use to hold your phone, you put food into your mouth with your hands. So your hands are really, really prone to germs, right? This is why we say wash your hands before and after eating. Before and after treating a wound, right? Or maybe you offer first aid. Wash your hands before you touch the wound so you don't infect it. And wash your hands after so you don't infect yourself from the wound, right? One can never overdo washing of hands. There's nothing like washing your hands too much. No. All right? Okay, I know you now say, I will not be wasting water. But water is meant to be used. Okay. And also, we have the option of hand sanitizers as well. Remember the when COVID-19 hit really strongly in 2020, we were washing our hands every time. And it was a little hard for some persons, right? For most of us. Because we're not used to it. And this was supposed to be the normal way of life, washing your hands regularly. And then the option of hand sanitizers came out, so people were carrying sanitizers all around. But now that everything has died down, I'm sure some people don't even remember that they ever use sanitizers in this life, right? So these are some of the time that we should wash our hands. Number two ways of practicing good hygiene is our shower hygiene. Our shower, oh yes, it has to do with water. I like water. A good shower or bath helps us to rinse off oils, dirt, and bacteria from our body. Sweat. Okay? We sweat. Take, for instance, now, Eko Lagos people. You know how fast Lagos is when you're walking on the road, trying to get into a bus. Even when you're driving your car. Sometimes you just put off your AC and roll down, right? Because the heat is too much. Or the stress of the traffic is getting too much. So imagine you come back from that stressful dinner. You have sweated. You've hugged people. You shook people's hands during the day at work. You will not come back and just sleep. Or you just eat and sleep. No, brother, sister, bathe. Pour water on your body. I'm sorry. It's not fight, people. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to fight, but... Shower, bathe. If you don't bathe, all these things will dry your body. And before you know, you will not start to ooze and be smelling. Eh? How we expect be smelling like this? You, AO you like this. AO you that is listening to me now. No. Right? No. Using perfume and body sprays is very nice. But it doesn't mean that you should be using that because you want to cover up body odor. No. It's just because you want to smell extra nice. Alright, use good soap and bathe. When you wake up in the morning before you go out, have your bath. If you're at home in the afternoon and you know water is available, have your bath. When you come back from outside in the evening, have your bath before you go to bed. Bathing is therapeutic. I don't know how many people feel this, but you know when you come back from a really long day and you're so tired, but you have your bath, and by the time you come out from the bathroom, wear your clothes, you feel some kind of burst of, even if it's a tiny 10% energy. Bathing will cool down, will cool the body down. So, I mean, bathing is doing you good. So, bathe, people. Have good shower hygiene at least twice a day, right? And then when you are bathing, you scrub properly using your sponge. You wash under your armpits. For ladies, you wash under your boobs. Guys, wash your private areas. Ladies, wash your private areas. The back of your ears, you know, under your chin, your back. At the sole of your feet, you know, just everywhere. Scrub very well. Use soap and bathe. Good soap that is not too harsh on your body, right? And I know that the ladies listening, we know that, oh, okay, it's not really good to put soap in your vagina, right? It's okay to wash up the vulva area, but the vagina, you just use water because the vagina is a self-cleansing part of the woman body, right? Yes. So, moving on, people. Dental hygiene. We've talked about hand washing. We've talked about shower hygiene. Now, we're going back to dental. And we know dental has to do with the mouth. The mouth, people. The mouth. You hear some people and say, one thing I cannot tolerate is if a guy's mouth is smelling or if a girl's mouth is smelling. Right? Okay? Although, we know there are some cases that it might not be their fault. But other times, it's just that people don't really take care of their mouth well. They don't take care of their teeth and tongue. Right? So, keeping the mouth clean, that is teeth, tongue, clean. Brushing twice a day, this is one thing I know that we here, we don't really, even me sometimes, I used to slack, right? It means to brush your teeth in the morning. Or rather, you brush your teeth before you go to bed. When you know you are done eating, it's not like you brush your teeth 11 o'clock, then 1 o'clock, because maybe you are reading, you're not going to chew something and then sleep. If you know that you will stay up late, brush your teeth after you have just stayed up late. Brush it and go to bed. The reason is that the ideal thing is to brush after you've had your meal in the morning. So your mouth is fresh as you're going out, right? But when you do not do this in the morning, your mouth, now that's why sometimes when you wake up, your mouth will be really smelling. But if you just try it, if you know you've not used to brush before you sleep, just try it. When you wake up the next morning, you see that your mouth feels clean, it feels fresh. You now have your breakfast, then you brush your teeth and your mouth is fresh to go out. right? Twice a day. Flossing as well is really important to remove particles that might not have come out when you brushed or when you eat, right? Don't use toothpick. Toothpick hurts the gum. Use your floss. You go to a pharmacy, tell them you want dental floss, they will give it to you, right? This will keep the teeth clean, to give you fresh breath, help you prevent gum disease and cavities, right? Use fluoride toothpaste and change out your brush every 3 to 4 months. Some of us, we use one brush for the whole year. It's not healthy. It's not ideal. Change your brush 3 to 4 months, all right? So we're going to go on another break. When we come back, we are going to round off this beautiful topic. So please stay with us, Swift Wave Radio.